continuing the suggestions, instructions about practice this morning. Our practice here is mindfulness practice, Vipassana practice, and that practice is about learning how to open our awareness, our mindfulness, to all areas of our experience. And so while we're encouraging a cultivation of an anchor for the attention, a place to gather and collect the mind with the breath, with this style of practice, with the cultivation of mindfulness, we hold that anchor somewhat lightly so that as we are attending to the experience of breathing, if some other experience becomes strong, pulls the attention or draws the attention, we don't need to fight to stay with the breath. But rather, as the attention becomes drawn to other experience, we allow the mindfulness to open into that other experience. The full range of our body-mind experience. So yesterday and the day before, we explored the realm of the body-breath experience of sensation in the body. And today in the instructions, we'll explore some of the instructions about working with emotions, mind states, as they arise. A little bit of language around what emotions, mind states are. Sometimes the use of the phrase mind state is new for people. Emotions, I think we're familiar with. There's a range of emotions that can arise in practice. Emotions related to our lives, thoughts arising from our life, and emotions from situations of our lives can come. Some of those emotions may be reactive emotions like fear, confusion, anger, irritation, frustration, excitement, pride. And some of those emotions may be related to beautiful emotions, love, generosity, open-heartedness. And so these emotions arise around our personal situations in life, and they also can arise around the practice itself. And this is an interesting place to start to explore, actually, as we sit and meditate. The very process of meditation becomes it's an activity. And we often carry our habitual ways of engaging in an activity into the meditation. And so around the meditation itself can arise emotions. Why can't I do this the way I want to do this? A frustration. A pride. I'm doing this really well. A confusion. I don't know what to do. How do I do this? And so it's not a mistake, actually, when this happens. It's kind of like a little crucible or representation in a way as we practice, as we engage in the simple activity of being present in the present moment, our habits of mind are revealed. The ways in which we habitually respond and react to situations come. And so we can open to these emotions as yet another arising experience to be aware of. All of these emotions are also sometimes called mind states. Mind state being a broader kind of use of a word. There are some mind states that we also can be aware of that we wouldn't necessarily call an emotion. Doubt, for instance, or concentration. And so there are states of mind that we also can attend to in our mindfulness practice. At this point in the retreat, largely the exploration of the emotional component can be really helpful to open to and begin to get familiar with how to be attentive to mind states. Mm-hmm. Emotions arising, if we're not able to open to them, can be a door out which the mind wanders into thought, charges into thought. And so it's helpful to understand and recognize the different aspects of emotion, how we can start to pay attention to emotion. We can attend to the different components of emotion or different aspects of emotion. There's going to be the feeling of the emotion itself, the quality, the mood in the mind. There is likely going to be some kind of physical experience associated with an emotion. Fear may result in a kind of contraction in the throat, agitation in the belly. Anger might feel like pressure and heat rising through the torso. Happiness might feel like delightful bubbly sensations rising through the body. Confusion might feel like a spinning sensation in the head. So there's all these different physical sensations that can be associated with the emotions. And then there are thoughts that are associated with emotions. We can attend to all of these components. We can be aware. Mindfulness can open to and be aware of all of these aspects. Recognizing, first of all, recognizing what the emotion is. Kind of an identification or perceiving, a recognition. Oh, this is fear. This is anger. This is confusion. This is frustration. This is happiness. This is love. This is joy. Just a simple recognition. And encouragement to allow, open to, accept any emotion that arises. With mindfulness, all emotions can be held in mindfulness. And so this bringing the quality of acceptance or allowing to whatever emotion arises can be really supportive. So recognizing the emotion, accepting, allowing the emotion. And then with respect to the body, really helpful, actually, it's one of the most helpful ways to stay grounded and present when there's an emotion arising is to Get familiar with how that particular emotion impacts the bodily experience. Noticing the sensations through the body, often in the area of the torso. Just checking in and saying, oh, okay. Fear has this quality of this vibratory energy in the stomach and the tightness around the chest. So recognizing that. Kind of investigating how the emotion lands in the body. And then it's often really helpful around emotions to see if you can let go of the thoughts. Sometimes I find thoughts around emotions. Thoughts are sometimes emotions' way of trying to get our attention, to pay attention to this emotion. And when we bring mindfulness to the emotion itself, sometimes the need to think about it, or the kind of charge about thinking about it, begins to diminish sometimes. So letting go of the thoughts around emotion in favor of landing more directly in the experience in the body and the knowing of the emotion itself. We'll talk more later in the retreat about working with thoughts directly. But for now, seeing if you can let go of the thoughts. And so to recognize the emotion directly, allow, accept it, and investigate how the emotion lands in the experience. Another really helpful tool to support being with emotion is to see, check in, whether you have a relationship to that emotion. So, frustration arises, and then there's a feeling or a sense of, I shouldn't be frustrated. So there's a kind of a judgment around the frustration, and maybe anger comes up in relationship to that frustration. Or anger is present, and there's a sense of fear around being angry, a feeling that this is not, you know, that this is not a safe thing to do, to be angry, and so a fear arises. So it can be really helpful to check in. What's my relationship to this emotion? Oh, there's fear arising. Is there, how am I with that fear itself? To open, because sometimes the relationship to the emotion can be kind of behind the curtain, not seen. It's kind of helpful to check in and see if there's another process going on behind the scenes that you've not noticed. You can also check into the feeling tone around the emotion. Is this feeling pleasant? Anger tends to be unpleasant. Happiness tends to be pleasant. So you can check in. What's the feeling tone associated with this emotion? And so as we practice today, including the terrain of emotion with your mindfulness practice, and so letting go now of the words of the concepts about working with emotions, and just landing in how you are right now. This body sitting here, this body process, receiving, sensing. The breath, the center of the body, supporting life, this process of breathing in and breathing out, that simply happens. Life taking care of itself, breathing itself. Encouraging a relaxed, light touch around meeting the experience of breathing. Just enough effort to stay with an in-breath. And then enough effort to be with an out-breath. And as other experience arises, other experience of perhaps sound might arise, or other body sensations or emotions, often what we find is we're attending to the breath and then we feel that suddenly we're attending to something else already. A sound arises and we're already there. And sometimes we can simply allow that sound to arise and pass and just be back with the breath. But if there's an experience where there's a sense that the attention is being pulled for more attention, experience wants more attention, let go of the intentionality of staying with the breath and open to that experience, that emotion, that mind state, that feeling, that body sensation, that sound. And as the you're welcome to stay with that as long as it feels compelling, as long as it's present. If it passes away or the attention feels drawn back to the breath, that's fine. We're cultivating the continuity of mindfulness. Stability of being with our experience moment after moment. Creates the conditions for understanding and wisdom. as we explore emotions, it can be helpful to have a set of tools handy to work with emotions. Emotions can be challenging sometimes to explore. And one teacher, Michelle McDonald, has an acronym that makes it very easy to remember a set of tools for working with emotions. And the acronym is RAIN, R-A-I-N. I talked about three of the components of it. R, recognizing the emotion. Just that simple recognition of this is fear, this is anger. And that recognition can come with a subtle kind of quiet note, mental noting. We've been talking about that a little bit. Just recognizing, oh, anger is happening. Fear is happening. Confusion is happening. That way of recognizing it, rather than I'm afraid, I'm angry, it reminds us just, oh, anger is happening. This process of anger is happening. That recognition piece supports our practice with emotions. The A stands for allowing or acceptance, just opening to, as best we can, to the emotion. And in this terrain is checking in. What's the attitude? Is the attitude one of allowing or acceptance, or is the attitude one of judgment or resistance? And so we try to encourage an allowing, accepting attitude. Well, that's the A. The I can be used to explore interest or investigation. Those two words can come to mind with the I. Interest tends to inspire investigation. And this is the piece about exploring. What is the experience of this emotion? Interest. What's happening here? This is curious. This feeling of anger. What's that about? So exploring that a lot in the body. The last letter, N, stands for non-identification. And the first three, the recognizing in this way of, oh, anger is happening, fear is happening, as opposed to I'm angry, it begins to support a non-identification. Non-identification isn't something we can usually just say, oh, I'm not going to identify with this. So it's not quite a tool in the same way that the others are. And yet the first three support this movement to, the first three of recognition, acceptance, investigation, support a movement towards not being identified with the emotion. You know, investigating it simply as a process supports that non-identification. Opening, allowing supports that non-identification. And you can also sometimes use a little tool, dropping a little wisdom reminder in to support non-identification, such as, this is not me, this is not mine, this is not who I am. Anger is not me. Anger is a process. A little reminder about that supports the non-identification. So, if that's useful for you to help you remember the tools for working with emotions, you can pick up your RAIN toolkit, R-A-I-N. So there's a few minutes for questions, if there's any questions this morning about practice.
Can you elaborate a little bit about the difference between, you know, a non-identification, and then, as you said, the three prior, you know, the R-I-A-N-I supporting the non-identification. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between that intention to explore the freedom that that might bring, the non-identification, and the trap of spiritual bypass, where one can use the concept as of non-identification as an escape from actually really feeling and really being where one is.
Yeah. So the question is around the kind of around the non-identification piece, and using those first three tools of recognition, acceptance, and investigation to support a genuine non-identification, but kind of also sometimes there can be an intention in the mind of she used the word spiritual bypass to kind of almost avoid kind of to use the teachings as a concept to say, oh, you know, this anger is not me, and so it kind of becomes a way to kind of set it aside, bypassing the actual exploration of the experience and finding the freedom through that. I think this is an important kind of question exploration, because I think that the teaching around non-identification can sometimes be used in that way. It's like, oh yes, well, you know, and sometimes laid onto somebody else, you know, if you're in an interaction with somebody and, you know, that person's having a response to a situation, it can feel very invalidating to have you say, or to have a Buddhist concept put in the room of, oh, that's just, that anger is not you. You know, it's nothing, you know, so that, and likewise with ourselves too, you know, we can kind of invalidate our experience just trying to overlay the concept of not self on something that we are definitely identified with. And so we need to be clear. I think that the place where we need to be clear is when the use of the exploration of non-identification is a reflection and is a concept, and when it's actually an experience of not identifying with something, and to take care in the place of using the reflections, when I suggested reflecting, oh, this is not me, this is not mine, the intention behind that and that reflection is to allow an opening to the actual experience. So anger is arising, and, you know, a reminder, okay, yep, this anger is not me, this anger is not mine. The intention of that is not to kind of push it aside, but allow one to more fully open to the experience and find the understanding through the experience, not by just overlaying this concept, oh, this isn't me, and kind of putting it aside, kind of setting it aside in that way. So that's something to just be aware of, that it can be sometimes used like, oh, I'm a good Buddhist, I shouldn't get angry, you know, and kind of overlay those, that sense of, oh, well, I'm not identified with this, and, you know, kind of just telling yourself you're not identified with it, rather than really, truly feeling and experiencing the freedom through it. So thank you for that question. Maybe time for one more, yeah.
This may sound kind of like a rookie question, but sometimes, like the rain process, for example, when I'm sitting and an emotion comes through, I can kind of work through that, but I feel like sometimes there's a line between sitting in daily life, for example. Like, so these processes,
yeah, I mean, we'll talk more about the integration with this in daily life towards the end of retreat. So, there are some some differences in a way between retreat practice and daily life practice, in that in retreat often we can really just use the time to investigate without acting on our emotions. And in daily life it's a little more integrated, in that we may need to be exploring what's happening and acting at the same time. And so it's a, you know, this is the training ground here on retreat. And, you know, the advanced retreat starts when you go home. In some ways, you know, to really be able to take this into the midst of life. So we'll talk about that more as we go. So for the retreat, you know, use these tools and explore how you can be aware of emotions here. And that will support you to be aware as things happen more quickly in daily life. Yeah. Let's see, a couple of announcements. Maybe this morning we're having our continuation of the practice discussions. Matthew will be sitting in with me this morning. And again, if you are not wanting an extra person in the room, you'd prefer to just meet one-on-one, that's fine, and Matthew will not take it personally. He will be non-identified with that. Was there something else? Oh, right. And so we'll have the period of questions and comments this evening again at 7:45. And so we do have some questions from yesterday left over, but if there's any questions that come up, you know, we'll take new questions too. So it's a great day for practice. We're kind of right in the middle of the retreat. And so letting the container support you. Yeah. We're creating this together. It's a rare thing. So let yourself really open to this container for the retreat.